This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Britain's defense ministry has assessed in recent days that Russia's Wagner paramilitary group controls most of the eastern part of Bakhmut, with Ukrainian forces holding the western portion of the eastern Ukrainian city. VOA's Steve Koresh has more.
Wagner Group founder Yevgeny Prigozhin described the situation Sunday as very tough. Anna Chernikova is a VOA reporter in Kyiv.
Russian forces are trying to get to the central part of the city, and these tries are sometimes successful, sometimes not. But for the moment, the central part of the city remains under Ukrainian control.
Russia has targeted Bakhmut as a key part of its wider goal to seize the Donbas region. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed to defend the city. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Senior UN officials hosted Russian envoys in Geneva Monday in a bid to extend an export agreement amid Moscow's invasion of Ukraine and prevent a potential new spike in world food prices. Despite being at war, Ukraine and Russia struck a deal last July that allows Ukraine, one of the world's key bread baskets, to ship grain from its Black Sea ports and permits Russia to export food and fertilizers. A 120-day agreement, which helped take some of the sting out of rising global food prices, was renewed last November. That extension expires on Saturday. The international advocacy group Human Rights Watch says the war in Ukraine has had devastating consequences for children in residential institutions. In a report issued Monday, the rights group said children have been forcibly transferred to Russia and separated from their families and have suffered traumatic experiences of war and displacement. Russia has not commented on the HRW report. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering, see our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden Monday sought to boost consumer confidence in the U.S. banking system following the failure of two major banks in recent days. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe.
President Biden, after the swift and stunning collapse of two banks that prompted fears of a broader issue. His reassuring comments are key, says Mark Hamrick. He's the senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
I think it's been an important message from the administration, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, the FDIC. That collectively, they're saying that depositors should not have to worry.
The collapse of the two banks also creates a challenge for the Fed when it meets next week.
It now has to try to thread a needle between trying to accomplish its dual mandate, which is maximum employment and stable prices, or to bring down inflation, but also to help to ensure the stability of the financial system.
I'm Shelley Adler.
At least 19 people were killed in a raid on the Eastern Democratic Republic Congo village of Kirindira Sunday. The attack was blamed on militants with links to the Islamic State terror group, and it came as officials from the UN Security Council visited the region. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Burnt beds in a medical center are a sign of what happened in this eastern Congolese village in the early hours of Sunday morning. So too are the pools of blood. Kirindera is in North Kivu province and only a short distance from another village that was attacked last week. The army blamed last week's attack on the Allied Democratic Forces, a Ugandan jihadist group that moved into Congo in the 1990s. The ADF has been accused of causing thousands of deaths over the past decade. The killings have continued despite efforts by the military, which is also fighting the M23 rebel group. It's another example of violence in Congo's east that has contributed to plummeting public support for a United Nations peacekeeping mission. Locals complain that MONUSCO, as it's called, is unable to stem the bloodshed.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. The head of Iran's judiciary Monday has announced thousands of people arrested in recent anti-government protests have been pardoned. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Ghulam Hossein Mohseni Ejehi said a total of 82,656 prisoners and those facing charges had been pardoned. Of those, some 22,000 had been arrested amid the demonstrations. Those pardoned had not committed theft or violent crimes, Ejehi said. The comments come as the demonstrations have slowed in recent months. However, anger remains as the country struggles with economic problems and the collapse of the national currency, the rial. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.